Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world and our realities and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Explore with us as we examine a metaphysical montage of spiritual insights, covering everything from the mundane to the magical, UFOs to unicorns, and everything in between. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading our wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and with a little luck, some wisdom. This is Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone.
Welcome to Nightlight, everybody. Really glad that you could join me. I was wondering if people remembered that we did readings here, but when Jeannie and I were talking and we thought it would be kind of fun to start the reading shows again, I was a little hesitant because I thought I wasn't sure anybody would call in. The queue is pretty full, so I guess I shouldn't have been quite so reluctant to do this. The pollen got to me today, so I'm a little bit husky, but I'm just fine. And I will soldier on through with doing the readings because this is a great way for me to get to know all of you and for you to get to know me, actually, too. One thing I do want to put out there, of course, you know I'm using the Cosmic Deck of Initiation, and it has its own website now, and it's Cosmic Deck of Initiation. Also, I would encourage you to go to my website and join my circle. In the very top part there where it has contact me and stuff like that, there's a Join Barbara's Circle place. Because after the first of the year, we're going to be doing a lot of events that would just be open to those who were in the circle. Doesn't cost you anything, just you need to have your name and your email in there so that we can notify you when we're going to be doing the different things. Some of it will be remote viewing, some will be meditation, some will be reading type shows, so that there will be other events that are only going to be open to those who are a member of the circle. So do go to barbaradulong.com and join the circle so that we have your information and we can make sure that you are a part of the group that starts to do some of the fun activities that we have done in the past but are going to be doing in a different way in the future. So we've got Jeannie's done screening for me, so I know at least who you are. And I'll give you one question, and you can ask that question, and we'll go from there. So welcome to the show, Marianda. How are you today?
Hi, Barbara. I'm okay, thank you.
How can I help?
I was just wondering, maybe, is it too general to say, like, what you see in store for me for the next few months or the coming year?
I can give you a general type thing. From what I'm seeing here from the cards that I've put out for you, it's a time of transformation and change for you. So I would be very alert as to the opportunities that are going to be open up to you, because it does feel as though there are a lot of them. There's an element of abundance coming your way that feels as though it's on the physical plane, not necessarily money as much as opportunities, but don't discount money. I would not advise against getting a lottery ticket here or there, but one, you know, it's, I don't see it's the money that's the big thing, the winner. Abundance is coming in here. I do feel you're at a time when you're beginning new aspects and new prospects are coming into your life. It does feel as though there is a shift and a change, as though you are, have made a commitment to stretch and get into your spirituality to a greater degree. And that opens doors of creativity to you in all sorts of different levels. I'd say that you're probably going to be called upon to work harder, but have more fun doing it. And as soon as you get into the June timeframe, there is a sense here of going back to the books, of opening yourself up to learning new modalities. And as you flow into the summertime, there's a sense here of new energy coming in that's going to set, kind of knock you off balance. So in that time frame, the July and August time frame, stick close to home, kind of get your house in order as well as your internal house, because as you hit September, it feels as though magic and miracles are going to be flowing your way. And it does feel as though it's a massive time of change for you. So do be open to the opportunities that are coming your way. And so long as they don't compromise you, so long as they don't in any way compromise you and they're not against the law, do try them all on for size. You may not want to follow all of them, but I would definitely allow every opportunity that comes its way to you, that you give it a chance to try on for size, so to speak. Don't say no, you know, immediately. Try things, because a lot of the things that are going to be opening up to you may not be ways that you go as far as career and things like that, but they may be elements of you that you can stretch and expand into other modalities that will help you to have a richer future. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks, sir. You were the very first caller. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Okay. I have to screw around with my switchboard here. It's terrible. I haven't done this in so long that I kind of am losing my flow, so to speak. It'll come back. So we've got Sharon here. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Barbara. How are you? I spoke to you a very, very long time ago. You were wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But you had a show on past lives. It was awesome. It really, really was. You know, I just wanted to know, like, call, I guess, basically what you see, you know, coming up, maybe financially, or I'm looking to retire next year, semi-retire. I need a job, but I just don't want to work that many hours, and I want to change the job I currently have. So what do you see coming up? Anything?
I do feel that there is an element of healing that is going on right now, and that you're letting go of things that almost feel as though they're burdensome to you. I don't see you, quote unquote, retiring, but I do see you working in other modalities, in other areas that will certainly be fun for you. And, you know, they say if you enjoy what you're doing, you'll never work ever, ever, ever. And I think that's where you're flowing. It feels as though you're going to be open to opportunities, maybe three or four different ones that would all go together to kind of create the kind of income you want, because I don't see money being an issue or a problem. It's just going to come from different places. It's not going to be a lump sum, so to speak. It feels as though you're aiming towards elements and areas that you really love and are exciting to you. I feel the element of writing is here. I feel the element of creativity on new and different levels. So you may be taking up new and different skills, maybe even going into some creative skills that could evolve into something that might be a partial type job. It does feel as though you're pulling your kind of pulling your act together, so to speak. December, end of December, beginning of January gives me a feeling of of new beginnings, of fresh starts, of things just sort of falling into your lap. I feel that there's a tremendous amount of spiritual energy here and that you've been working on your spirituality for a very long time. Maybe not in traditional ways, but certainly you've been working on your spirituality so that your intuition is really opening up phenomenally. I'm not saying you're going to become a psychic, but I am seeing here that you don't trust yourself as much as you should. Certainly, it does feel as though you've played with being a psychic, you've played with doing readings for other people, and I certainly, you know, wouldn't say stop that. But I feel that the creative material that comes through your spirituality, a lot of it comes through visions that you sort of have for yourself. So pay attention to what you get in, you know, those weird synchronicities, or there's the weird coincidences. Write them down, keep track of them, because it's a way of the spirit within connecting to the consciousness that will steer you in new directions. And I do feel there are a lot of new directions coming here. I think that you're going to be moving into areas that you kind of put aside a long time ago. As you get into the April timeframe, there's Phoenix rising energy here, sort of like being reborn out of the ashes of the old. And there's the element of a pregnancy of thought, not physical pregnancy, but I know everybody cringes when I say that. Listen, miracles have happened. But this is something that you've dreamed about doing that you haven't done, that's of a creative nature. It may even be learning a new instrument or working on in a new area, because you've got celestial energy connected to it, which means that you're really stepping outside of what is the norm for you and trying new things. I think you're going to change your hairstyle, you're going to change the way you dress, and you're going to change the way you approach life. And it does feel here as you come into the summertime that there's that aspect of just being almost a devil may care. You know, you're free to do anything you want to do, and so you're going to do things that aren't even on your bucket list, if you have one. There's the element of karma coming into play too here. So it feels as though there are fortuitous events happening where you didn't expect them to happen. It's almost as though you have shut things down because you thought, yeah, that'll never happen, so I'm going to stop, you know, working in that direction. And you're going to find that doors are opening up to you. There are a lot of new people coming into your life here, and you have the feeling of being initiated into a new way of utilizing the light that is within you. And it does open you up to a lot of joy and laughter. And there are going to be times that you think to yourself, I'm having such a good time. Am I really going in the right direction? And your answer is always yes. If you are joyful in what you're doing, then you're exactly on the right track. And I think you've held yourself back a lot just trying to make ends meet and meet the needs and fulfill your responsibilities. And it's your time to shine. So I think you're going to be working harder than you have ever worked in a long time, but having so much fun, it's almost embarrassing.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait.
That's
lovely.
You know, there are places where you've struggled to make changes, and I see you coming to a point where you're saying to yourself, well, screw that. I'm perfect the way I am. And you just go for it. And I think it's going to be such an exciting time for you. If you're not now keeping a journal, you should be. Because life is going to open to you in many different ways. And it's going to be such fun. It's going to be amazing.
Wow. Oh, well, I am going to join your circle, and I am looking forward to that. And thank you so much. Thank you very much. Many blessings.
Oh, to you too. And, you know, I didn't mention it to everybody, but we're going to be doing reading shows now once a week for a while. and they're going to be on Thursday nights. So check back in.
Awesome. I certainly will. I certainly will. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Oh, to you as well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I'm really so grateful that people do remember we do readings. You know, it's been, I don't know, Jean can probably tell you exactly how long it's been, but it feels like it's been a long time, and it would be really nice if my voice would cooperate, but that's all right. We'll just keep going. Okay, so we've got Donna here.
Great.
Hi, Donna. Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. My voice is not great, but I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, well, a little problem, but I'm so glad to get you. You're just the best of the best. I'm having problems with my housing because I didn't report things, and then, oh, gosh, it's a real mess. So they've been investigating like 4 months, and I wanted to know, do you see me having problems with them? Are they going to make me leave, or are they going to square it away, or I don't know. What are you just picking up on that whole situation with the housing? It's a Section 8 housing.
Ah, gotcha. Actually, when I look at the cards, the area that I would look at, you know, for your home, has money coming in above and beyond what you anticipate. It's got the golden rule on one side, which is whatever you send out comes back to you greatly magnified, and on the other side of it, it's got light, love, light, and laughter. So it would seem to me that while you're going to be going through a paperwork mill, for sure, it does feel that it will come out in your favor.
Oh, good. So glad.
So it does, you know, make sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, and don't get frustrated and give up. Just keep plugging away. I mean, it may not resolve itself for a couple of months even.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing here is that just keeping up on everything that you need to do to stay qualified for this, you should have no problem. And it looks as though body, mind, spirit is together. It does feel as though the element of going back to the books. Are you taking classes of some sort?
No, but I'm meditating more. And, yeah, I feel happy, even though I don't know the outcome. But, you know, I feel happy. And, I think that's the state of mind I want to be in, you know, is happy no matter what, you know. So.
Well, you know, whatever happens is what's supposed to happen. May not always be what we want it to be, but that's the way that the universe has set it up. And I think it's important for everybody to know. And though I stick by what I said to you, oftentimes people think they know what should be, and aren't paying attention to what could be. And so it's important to go with the flow. I know it sounds terrible, but to go with the flow is the best way to handle all of these situations. At the same time, taking care of your own process of doing prayer or meditation.
Yeah.
And also, which I don't see here, there's the element of doing something creatively as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Creativity is what fuels the spirit and the life to move forward. But don't do something that you don't like.
Right.
For instance, when I feel clogged up and when things aren't moving and I just want to tear my hair out, I always look around and I usually find that I haven't been doing any creativity. So immediately I pick up my yarn and I start doing an Afghan, or I knit a baby blanket, or you know, I do something of a creative nature that I enjoy doing. And it does not have to cost you money. And the other area that for you might even be better is go out and get a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, Okay. All right.
Now, I know that. Well, wait. Let me explain why.
Yes.
With a jig, okay. And don't get 2,000 pieces. If you get 500 to 1,000, what happens with a jigsaw puzzle, especially at this time in your life, you have to stop and think. You're putting the border together first, and then you're working on putting the pieces internally together. It is reflective of putting your life together.
Mm. Oh,
so,
yeah, that makes sense. I like that.
So,
yeah.
And it is also, in another way, it's a form of meditation. So, if you're not being creative in some way, and a jigsaw puzzle counts, you're not fueling the progress that you have already set up for yourself. And with this kind of a situation going on, you want to make sure that you have a creative flow to your life so that things fall into place for you. And the only time I'm seeing you getting discouraged is possibly February. And that will only, you'll just feel frazzled. And it's only between the 1st and the 10th. And after that, things will flow well for you. But Just understand that when we come to a standstill and it doesn't feel like anything's moving, take a look at what you're doing creatively. And I promise you, within a week of starting and doing creative stuff daily, everything will start to move for you.
Oh, I like that. I want to ask you, Barbara, real quick. I know there's other people. I just want to ask you real quick. Am I going to meet a male partner? Because this has been my whole thing, my whole life. I'm 70 now, and I've never been married, and I always wanted to be married. I don't know why, but as my married divorced friends say, but,
yeah.
But anyway.
Well, the real answer to this is, you know, when you love yourself as much as you want someone to love you, they'll come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And
that makes sense.
You have questions about stuff, and I keep hearing the word stuff, that when you clear that up, when you are joyful inside of yourself and content, someone will come into your life to ruin it. Not ruin it, but to... I can remember at one point saying, you know, I hadn't had anybody in my life for a very long time. And I remember standing in my garden so thrilled with gardening and the flowers and everything, just saying to the universe, you know, if this is all it is from now on, I am so content and happy. 2 weeks later, I met my third husband. So, and then after he passed away, I got back to all of the work that I was doing with the cards and republishing and publishing books. And I remember stupidly saying, this is good. I'm very content. I can handle this. This is wonderful. Nothing's getting in my way. And before I knew what was happening, I got an email from my very first boyfriend that I hadn't seen in 60 years. And we got back together.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Destiny, huh?
Oh, geez.
Well.
So be careful when you say you're content, because the universe will hear that and say, oh, no, she's too peaceful. Let's give her something to grow on.
No. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my.
But get your act together, because that's where I'm seeing the issue, the problem, whatever.
Yeah, like it's going to be resolved. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you. And make sure you go to my website and join the circle.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we've got Wendy here. Hi, Wendy. Whoops, wait a minute. Hi, Wendy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so delighted that this many people called in. Of course, it keeps Jeannie busy, too. How can I help?
Well, Barbara, I'm 73 and a half years old, and I bought my very first home on March 22 of this year. It is a very nice home, but I feel like another home would be more comfortable for me. So I've been talking to my same realtor. Her name is Geneva, and there is a contract you must sign. And I had spoken to her about an aspect of our contract that was very important to me. It was regarding her fees. And
yeah.
She asked me, I was looking at a house, and I'm so glad I didn't buy it. It wasn't the right house. But she wanted me to sign a new contract, and I didn't read it word for word. I read it later, and she eliminated that very important sentence. So I sent her, I can write a good letter. And I wrote her a very nice letter, and I said, please help me to understand why you removed this important piece, this statement, when you knew how important it was to me. And then and I said, this is important because the house that I really want may appear at any time, and we need to be able to jump on it immediately. And I was very kind, but I was also very specific and factual. And I even complimented her. I said, you're very professional. You're very creative. And I said, I'm not assuming that you still want to represent me. I think she does for the money. And I said, but we do need to address this. She hasn't responded. Maybe she hasn't read it yet. But
Did you sign the contract?
Oh, no. She is
okay.
The one who writes the contract because she's the realtor, but she's got a copy. And so,
But you didn't sign it with her, right?
Oh, this is about a month ago that I did sign it. And with the laws that are in place now, I could end everything by simply sending an email. And I want to be nicer to her than that. So I let her know what's going on, and I was not accusatory. I was very factual, and I was complimentary, too. But I was very specific, and I said, please acknowledge and respond. And I think she will, and I think probably she'll still want to be my realtor. But is she going to – will I find another house to buy? This house is really very nice. I might just decide to keep it and put in French doors and – a beautiful mantle in the fireplace and do things like that? Or will I move to a new house and be thrilled with it? She likes to work with Shukri. He's the mortgage man. So it's Geneva and Shukri. Am I going to buy a new house? Is this the right mix for me?
No. No. And how long is the contract for?
Oh, it's slated. When she redid it, she put in a new expiration date of January 25. But I could end it right now if I wanted to. By law, I can just send her an email stating.
No. Let it expire. It's not the right time.
She can represent me. But it's important that she puts back in that statement that would protect me.
Let it expire. It's not time for you to move or buy a house. Anytime after January, I'm very comfortable with. But stop. But you're desperate. And that's not a time to buy anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have the element here of committing yourself to change, and I don't know why you are so I can tell that there is this need to move as though you have to catch something before something else happens. The time for you to buy is going to be after the first of the year. That's when prices are going to change. And right now, it's more of a seller's market than it is a buyer's market. Can I ask what state you're in?
I'm in California. And the sense that I asked her put in was that she likes to ask the seller to pay her commission fee. And the sentence I asked her to add that she did add previously was, if the seller decides not to pay her commission, then Wendy can back out of the deal and cancel it. And she removed that. And so I've asked her to put it back in because it protects me.
Yeah, it's just not the time.
Okay.
So
well, that's fine.
So
but is she gonna stay my realtor?
I don't think she's got your best interest at heart.
Oh.
So,
okay.
But wait.
There is a man that's on YouTube. His name is Mark, and I think he's a living doll. He loves his family, and we talk on his show. Will I go to Mark and his practice to represent me then?
I would like you to just not look for selling until after January.
Okay.
I mean, you've got, from what I can see, you've got a place that is very secure, lovely,
mm-hmm.
and
is
very, it fits you.
It does.
And,
it's got charm.
And it,
Barbara,
to me, there's this element of desperation here, and I just want you to sit and enjoy and relax and settle into where you are. Listen, I'm 80
well, I'm
and
disabled.
I just moved.
And the reason
so.
Why,
go ahead.
I'm disabled, and the reason why I want to move is because I cannot go in and out of my front door because there's some steps. So I'm very comfortable because I don't go anywhere. But when I do have to go somewhere, I exit and enter through the garage, which is okay. But I'm on a little bit of a real small hill. So that's what's inspiring me to move. And I have very expensive taste. For me to leave this house, that new house has got to have charm and maybe a real small water feature or pool in the same area.
Yeah, you got to, I mean, you've got magic and miracle here. And after the first of the year, that will click into play where body, mind, spirit comes in. You're focused on yourself and your needs. And here's where I see you finding something that has the magic that you're looking for. You're looking for magic.
Uh-huh.
And
yes, sir.
And you have to let magic find you. So you let this expire and then start looking, you know, look at multiple listings. And when you find something you like, it's a piece of cake to find a realtor, trust me. So
well, I know who I would choose. Mark. I trust him, and he's so nice to me. And he's on YouTube. I just love him. If we were off the air, I would tell you his last name or I could email it to you or maybe even send you one of his videos. He's very – I trust him. And so that's probably who I would choose.
Well, don't choose anybody until January.
Okay.
Stop looking because you're much, much – too desperate.
Okay.
Seriously, you're so desperate you'll be taken advantage of. Please calm down. You know, the right spot will turn up at the right time.
Okay.
It will have a water feature. I don't know if it's a pool. It may have a stream with a waterfall or something like that. But
that sounds lovely.
But I feel it very nature oriented. But let it find you. Don't you go looking for it. When the last time I sold a house, it was on the market for a year and a half. And I was on multiple listings every day with Jeannie. And then suddenly I got an offer on the house and within a day the listing for the condo that I have now popped up. So
if you
let the universe work, it'll work for you instead of trying to make it be what you think you need.
I understand. I do.
Okay.
That sounds wonderful. So about what months do you think I'll find my, or my dream house will find me, about when?
I can tell you that by summertime you should find it. It will find, you know, and don't panic, you know, because when you panic, you will settle for less than you deserve.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll be a smart cookie. And I've been going through something with a major online shopping store, and I ordered a very expensive coffee table set. And then they emailed me. I ordered two of them, and they emailed me and said one of them was 75% destroyed. And I said, well, let's just cancel everything. And they said, no, let us deliver the other one. And on the day they were going to deliver that other one, they sent me an email saying, we are so sorry. Your merchandise is now lost. So now I was told to speak to the resolution team. And I spoke to Richard. He wasn't that thrilled to speak with me, but I stuck to my principles. And they are going to, the only reason why I'm allowing delivery at this point is because it's 11/11, they're going to deliver it, which is Monday, and he's giving me almost 25% off. So will everything go well on Monday? Will I be thrilled?
Yes, but don't try to get another one. Just settle for the one.
Okay, so stick with this set that I'll be receiving on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, and why is that?
It just feels as though with the fact that you're getting the discount and everything, that it's probably a better price for you. So,
well, it's absolutely gorgeous. The top is marble, and the wood legs are very graceful, and they're a pearl finish. It's very, very elegant set.
Well, I'm sure you'll love it. So thanks for calling, and make sure that you go and join my circle.
Oh, I'd love to. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me see here. Trying to get... Jeannie, we're doing very well here. You know, so as my voice holds out, we're going to be just fine. Okay, so we've got Barbara. How's it going? Whoops. I clicked on your name. I just didn't click the right place. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. I'm so glad you're back on the air, both of you and Jeannie. I'm glad.
Well, you know, been on the air. Well, I've been on the air, but not doing readings. But
doing readings.
It kind of just felt like it was time to do them again.
Well, you're right, because I've been sending you that message telepathically, so I'm glad you finally received it.
Well, my lines are not always clear, but it's funny because this is the third try we've made. We tried twice before, and the switchboard wasn't working. So I'm very grateful it's working tonight.
That's true. I'm very grateful also.
So how can I help?
I wanted to see what's coming down coming down the road in the future, you know, personally, health-wise, and just in kind of in general, because I've had a lot going on, and I really want to keep being upbeat and grateful for the future, actually, that, you know, everything, all the stars are aligning, so to speak, Barb.
Well, actually, they are. And it feels as though you're coming into a really great new balance inside of yourself that is evolving you into a richer understanding of purpose and spirituality and what life is here, what you're here for. And it does feel as though as you get into the new year, there's a commitment to making changes does feel as though you're pulling body, mind, spirit together and bringing a greater balance into your life. I think balance is really the most important thing here. And it does feel as though you've worked very hard at getting yourself balanced and focused on what you need to do for you. You are such an amazingly talented and gifted person. It feels you have always put other people first and put yourself last. And that doesn't work. You have to put yourself first, and then the overflow helps other people because you're almost a pinnacle of light, so that they understand that working on yourself first so you can share light with them is better than sharing shadows with them, because you haven't done all the work on yourself that you needed to do. So it does feel as though you're at a place in time here where you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your needs, and body, mind, spirit is coming together. It does feel spirituality is going to be something quite profound you're going to be working on, especially in the March time frame. It looks like you're going to become more and more involved in the spiritual evolution of yourself, of your soul. And I do feel that you're going to get involved in activities that are going to open you up and open some of the portals inside of yourself that you haven't really been utilizing or focused on. I know times are strange, especially in the grocery store. And it does feel as though you've sort of put spiritual stuff a little bit to the side. And it does feel that you're opening up as you get into the spring time frame, that there is work you're going to be doing on moving into more spiritual aspects of life. It does feel as though there's a new beginning here of new endeavors. I do feel that it's almost as though a lot of your creative stuff that you've put aside, you're going to either finish or you're going to give away. It's almost like you're decluttering yourself. You're getting rid of things that no longer apply to you and or your future. Also, a lot of books here. Are you collecting books?
My daughter would think I am, yes.
Okay.
I have a lot of different spiritual books that I really hold dear, you know, that I'll use as a reference, you know. But I do have them, yes.
Well, you know, it almost looks like you've mugged a bookstore. It does feel as though as you get into the springtime, the element of the books are going to come into play here, almost as though while you treasure them and you read them and stuff like that, it's almost as though you are at a point in time where you're saying to yourself, what if things were a little different? And you may actually start writing yourself. There's something about writing that comes up here very, very strongly, as though it's a gift you have that you haven't really begun to utilize to the extent that you could. And have you kept a journal or 'cause there is writing here?
You know what's funny? You should talk about writing, because several years ago you told me I'd write a book.
Yeah.
And I said to you, gosh, Barb, I don't know what I would write about. And you said, well, it'll come. And I've gone through some personal struggles. And I'm thinking, and quite large at that, Barbara. And
okay.
I'm thinking, well, maybe that's the subject matter. Or maybe not that in particular, but the steps and how to maneuver through it.
I would say that's there's enough distance here so that you're not going to get into sharing the dirty details and stuff like that. I would
right.
say also the fact that you have an amazing sense of humor. And one of the things that saves everyone is being able to laugh at the stupidity we've gotten involved in. Because no matter how strange and awful and upsetting things are, for some reason, there's a message and a lesson that we needed to learn. And you know, there have been times that I've sat back and just said, well, this is just, I can't believe I set this up. And you know, often the universe has a sense of humor. Did they have nothing better to do with their time than to screw up my life? And, you know, it.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of taking your sense of humor, difficult situations, and helping people find the joy and the laughter in the growth that comes from, you know, having somebody almost kick your teeth in, or an ex-husband that said, I'm going to ruin you, you're going to be sitting on the curb penniless. And, you know, that's what an ex-husband said to me. And my response was, I'm already penniless. Just open the car doors. I'll sit on the curb and you can get on with your life. And, you know, he felt horrible, so he gave me money. So, you know, it's kind of like, how do you deal with these? What, you know, and I think because so many people are going through difficulties, that a book about how do you find the bridge to the joy. That's a nice title. Just you know, having been through some heavy duty stuff, you have, you know, I've often said that a teacher can't teach unless they've experienced the lesson themselves. So you've
I
been
agree.
Through some. Oh yeah, yes. So that it feels like you've had some experiences that are quite profound. And you should be able to find a way of putting information out there that will help others who are going through that same situation so they don't feel quite so alone.
And, you know, my grandmother always said, laugh. There's so much to laugh about, and laughter heals the soul.
It does. It is one of,
you know,
it's one of the most.
You got to look for it.
Well, it's one of the most powerful tools out there. And oftentimes when we're going through stuff, we don't see any laughter. I mean, it's like, I've been there. I've been sitting and thinking, there is no laughter here. It's just crap. And it wasn't until I learned to laugh about the crap that the crap went away. So,
yeah.
So I think that's part of the whole thing. So I would start playing with that idea as you come into the summertime. Crown chakra opens up. It does feel as though you have a lot of talents and gifts that sort of are coming to the fore that you start to incorporate into your everyday life. August has magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. So that as long as you're taking care of yourself first, and then letting the overflow hit the people that are around you that need the help as well, I think you're gonna find that this is a year of profound achievement, recognition, and work, a lot of work, but fun work. And as we hit this time next year, there's a sense of you having the freedom to make changes and choices in new directions that you hadn't ever considered before, but certainly are now on the plate, so to speak, so that you can move in new directions. I feel that you're at a place where you are making new beginnings, and it doesn't matter how old we are when new beginnings hit us. The cool thing is that, you know, we're still alive and functional, and we can enjoy them.
I agree. Yeah, I
okay.
agree. It's a journey, but that's how my grandmother always put everything, fun. Make it fun. Don't look at it like, oh my God, you know, it's going to take me this long to do this and that. No, clean your house. It's a blessing. You know, just positive, because it just elevates your vibration so much. And it's not
oh,
easy.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying it's easy to do it, believe me. But playing mind games in the positive direction is worth it.
Oh, absolutely. I know when I was planning on moving, I was positive I was moving. And so I started to, you know, wash all the linens and put them in plastic containers in the garage so that the mice couldn't get at them, because I was sure I was going to be out of there within a few days. A year and a half later, I learned that when you're doing something like that, that you really should hold out more than one washcloth, one towel. Because for a year and a half, I had one washcloth and one towel because I couldn't get to where I had packed everything. So, yes, was, you know, so much for being psychic. House will sell immediately, a year and a half. But a year and a half later, the most perfect spot in the world opened up for me. So, you know, there was, you know, it was all good. And in the year and a half, the Goodwill store opened up a branch just for my stuff cluttered so much. Not, they
oh,
didn't
wow,
really,
that's great.
It, well,
no,
it's
I know
like
what you're saying, though. Yeah. Yeah. No, see, that's, yeah, it's got to, you got to be patient and let it come to you. And that's always not easy. But if you let go and let God do his part, instead of it's not on your time or our time, it's on divine timing. That's a whole nother realm.
Yeah, there were moments.
That's most satisfying.
There were moments I would stand, because I talked to God at night, and I would go out in the garden and I'd look up and I'd say, you know, I understand let well and let God, but have you forgotten I'm standing here waiting? And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you kind of want to have a lightning bolt or you know, a burning bush, you know.
Yeah.
But I usually just heard laughter. It's kind of like, you know, in all good time. And it does work. It really does. But thank you for calling, Barb.
Oh, thank you so much. And I will join the circle also.
Thank you, ma'am. And we'll be
thank
back.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Moving right along. Okay, we've got Sharon here. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful on this Friday. I'm so relaxed. I know. I hope you're doing well, too.
I am. Aside from no voice, I'm just fine.
I want a reading from you in December for next year, but, you know, I emailed you last year for a reading, and I never got a response back. Last December, you're probably so busy, or I sent the wrong email. I promise on your website, I wanted a reading for the year, because you do great year readings. But that's
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to your website now. We'll schedule.
Yeah. I try to respond to all of that. So, oh, you know what happened though? We published the new deck and the book, and there was a ton of stuff coming in, and I probably didn't see it. So, send the request again, and we'll make a date, and I'll do that.
All right. That's perfect. So my question to you this evening is,
yes.
I've been at my job now. I'm going to 4 years and going on my fifth year. I love the company I work for. What I want to do is I don't want to retire in the department that I'm at. I want to transition into another like department. Do you see that coming next year, or what do you see like for my career next year, or really anything you're picking up? How's that? Thank you.
Well, as far as the whole year goes, but you've got the element of communication here that impacts everything. And when I look at job, there's the element of pregnancy, which means a change. A shift, a new beginning. It does feel as though you have Phoenix rising energy this month, moving into December, where I do see birth of a new phase, a new area of development. I do feel you're in such a great space that it's really kind of neat. What do you do?
I work in a bank, actually, but I work with people, too, at my bank, customers. I love doing that. I like my job. Maybe it's because my boss is wonderful. That always helps. But, yeah, I do. It's challenging. It's a lot of work, but I do enjoy it. It keeps my mind, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Thinking.
But,
if I had a job, it would be with dogs and animals, but. You don't get paid anything, so I do that as a hobby. I'd rather get paid. You get it?
No, that's a great hobby.
Yeah, I know.
But there's it feels like your job. This is the right place for you. It feels as though you have celestial guidance and insight. I don't see you moving. You may move within your job. I don't see you changing where you're working, if that's what you mean.
No, I mean like departments, not companies. Like changing positions in the company, you know what I'm saying? Like transitioning to a different department. That's what I meant, not changing companies.
But where you are, you're so good. Have you actually put in for a transfer?
I haven't yet. Nothing's popped up. I did in the summertime, but they ended up hiring someone in their department. They promoted someone within their department, so I didn't get that one. But I haven't seen anything lately to post for anything.
Well, I would say that after the first of the year, you may well find something posting that fits you, but please make sure it fits you perfectly. Don't look at it and say, well, I like this, but I don't like that about it. It has to be a perfect fit.
It's too confined for me, and I'm not used to that. But everything else is wonderful. But I'm sorry. I'll let you talk. Okay.
No, I feel strongly that there will be an opening after the first of the year. And, you know, if you let the year get into the March, April, May time frame, that's where I see something posting that will fit you so perfectly. And by the time you get to June, you've got the element of having attracted to yourself exactly what is perfect for you. So just keep your eyes open, because I do feel it's coming up. It's just not immediate. And that'll open up a lot of, I mean, actually more money by the time you hit next September. So that just be patient, because it does feel as though you're so good at what you do, they're not going to want to hire you in another area unless you transfer most of your expertise into the new job.
Okay.
So it's definitely coming for you. And in the meantime, you know, keep a journal, do creative stuff, I don't see any problems here in any area. I do feel as though you are attracting new people into your life, and it does feel as though, especially over in the April May timeframe, there's a lot of laughter, joy, and celebration here. So,
that's wonderful.
Is there travel here? Because it feels there's travel coming up this summer.
It may be. I work at home now. That's another thing I love. Since I got this job, I get to work every day. It may be that I have to go in the office once or twice a week, because not every position in the company lets you stay at home every day. You know what I mean? Some of them you have to go in once a week or so. So that could be travel.
No, this is fun travel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I may. Yeah, that sure, little trips here and there.
It feels like especially May, June, April, May, June, in that time frame, there is a trip, you're going to have to take an airplane to get to wherever you're going. It's a distant, but it's fun. It may be somebody getting married.
I have a friend that just got engaged.
Yes.
She's my,
it may be a destination wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll marry a millionaire. She's. I mean, he is like, he flies her back and forth. I'm so happy for her. I just hope he's a good guy. Vicious. But I don't tell her that.
Well, you know, I hope she gets what she wants.
So do I. That's exactly.
Because, you know, everybody is different. And what would be perfect for you and or me would not be for other people.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And, go on. I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. But, you know, keep in touch and let me know what what transpires, because I like to hear back from people.
I will. And, I want a reading for next year. Yeah. I'm sitting right here, and my dog is laying in my leg. She is my baby. I just love her. But thank you so much for the reading
yes.
this evening, okay?
Well, yeah, send me something through the website, and I'll make sure I connect with you, okay?
Thank you, okay? Have a nice evening. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. I feel so funny croaking my way through all of this. This is what happens when I go outside. I moved to Tennessee, where pollen goes to gestate, I think. We've got Dottie. Hi, Dottie. How are you doing?
Hi, it's Patty.
Oh, okay. Jeannie wrote Dottie, but I'll do Patty.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She didn't hear me. Hi, Barbara. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
My delight. How can I help?
The last 2 years has been so many changes, and it's like the dark night of the soul, and still struggling. I'm listening to all these conversations, you know, people selling houses, and I lost mine, and I'm missing it terribly. And what do you see anything coming up for me?
Well, there's a lot, actually. The focus of the next year, the next 12 months from right now, has healing energy all over it. And it does feel as though there is a sense of you have a unity of focus, that you've let go of a lot of stuff and some of the stuff you didn't want to let go of, but you've pared things down. And it does feel as though there's a unity of focus now that is quite profound, that you are actually, dark night of the soul sucks. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it seems to me that when we go through the dark night of the soul, we get to know ourselves better and we get to understand our purpose and our direction to a greater degree. I would say that you're going to find home in the first of the year.
Oh,
you're gonna
home
find
again.
You're gonna find home.
I want that feeling of home again.
Yeah. You're gonna find home. And and it does feel as though, you know, a feeling of home you take with you and it moves you in new directions. What I'm seeing is you're finding home inside of yourself and then externally as well. I also feel that as you come into the February timeframe, the element of legalities are brought to a close, that things are settled. That are you currently involved in legal stuff?
No.
Okay. So this is legalities. Legalities are resolved here, and it could be just an internal legality of balancing the scales inside of you as to what was fair and what was not and stuff like that. But at the same time, I am seeing you signing legal papers, which is kind of cool. And it can be anything from the warranty on a toaster to anything, you know, legal paper is a legal paper.
Yeah.
But you know, don't, it's not you being sued or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. And as you come into the March timeframe, there's abundance coming into you above and beyond what you anticipate. So your financial situation is going to balance out, and there's going to be new directions for you. It feels as though you're going to find there are new circles that you become part of. You're going to join groups, and not political or anything like that, but more of a, I don't know, a meditative type thing or a holistic type thing. And as you get into the springtime, it does feel that you know, when people go through a dark night of the soul, the cool thing is when they get out of it, and I do see the light at the end of the tunnel, you're probably standing right at the edge and don't even know it. It feels as though that light that you were looking for, you find inside of yourself. And as that happens, there's a hunger for new wisdom and new understanding of the spiritual purpose of your lifetime. And you are beginning to put those pieces together. It feels as though springtime, May, June, has you with books, new people, lots of new people. You've isolated yourself. You're letting people in now. And there is a new balance inside. It feels as though you're moving in new directions, but slowly and cautiously. Having come through what you've come through, you're very cautious. And that's a good thing, but don't be overcautious, because life is opening up for you. And just make sure that you have that, you continue to hold on to that inner balance, and you have, there's a new harmony inside of you. It feels as though by the time you get to the August, September timeframe, there's a duality of new directions you're going in, and there's a good balance between them. So there certainly is freedom within you to move in new directions that will enable you to illustrate and bring forward a lot of the creative gifts that you've held within yourself and not let out. I do feel that this is a time of healing for you, where you're going to see the healing and you're going to feel it. And you're going to feel home within yourself, probably middle of December into the beginning of January. You're going to suddenly feel that warm, cozy feeling that you've been looking for.
I was married for, I've known my husband since I was 16, and he passed away, and I've been reluctant to let anybody in, but when I left my home, I felt so lonely, and it was the first time I wanted companionship again. Not that I'm ready for it right now, but I would like that. And it's interesting because I was listening to you about, you know, not wanting anybody, and all of a sudden, boom, there's somebody there.
Yeah. Start with a plant. If you don't kill it, get a cat or a dog.
I have a cat. And she's
okay.
Perfect.
Okay. You know, start slow and easy. And you know, I think that doing volunteer work here or there will help you too. So find areas that you can volunteer at.
Okay.
How long since your husband passed?
5 years.
Okay.
But the house, losing the house was letting go of, and the way it happened, I mean, there's just a lot of things involved in it, but it was the way it happened. And almost like the universe just shoved me out because, I would let go of everything, all my past. And I was a caretaker for so many people, and my husband too, before he passed, for years. And yeah, it was letting go of all of that. And I'm a homebody. And
well,
I'm,
the thing
and
is,
I, that,
You took care of everybody else but didn't take care of you.
No, I didn't. And I find that I'm not really good at it. I'm good at other people, but no, I'm not very good at taking care of myself by myself.
Well,
so, yeah.
When you get good at it, and again, a group, a grief group or something like that would be a good idea.
Okay.
And you know, everybody says, I know when my husband died, people said, well, you'll have to snap out of it. And I would growl back,
yeah.
I'll snap out when I feel like it. And not 5 minutes before. And it could take
right.
me 10 years,
exactly.
20 years, you know. And and I did get rude when somebody said, well, by now you should be over it. It's sort of like kill your own husband off and see how long it takes. So,
right.
No, you know, when it's right for you, it'll happen. And it's never totally gone, but it takes a different place in your heart. So there's room for somebody else. So
yeah.
Working through it with a group and lots of, I mean, there are grief groups all over the place. So find a group that, yeah, try them on for size. If they laugh, that's the group you want to be in.
Okay.
You don't want to listen to everybody sob, because that does you
right.
no good.
Yeah. No, I'm past that. But there's this feeling of loyalty, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But it's
absolutely.
It's time. It's time.
Absolutely. And you know, when keep a journal. Do you have children?
Yes. I have one.
Okay. It would be a good idea to look into a site. It's called StoryWorth, StoryWorth. StoryWorth will send you a question once a week about your life. And you write the answer, you can put pictures, and you send it back to them. And after a year, they will publish it in a hardback book for you.
Really?
Yes.
That's so cool.
And the questions are unique and stupid. My daughter-in-law gave it to me one Mother's Day. The first 6 months, I cursed her. the second 6 months, I learned a lot about myself. The questions about, you know, your relationship with your grandmother, or did you move a lot when you were young, or what was your favorite toy as a child? I mean, you get to know yourself better.
I love that. That is so cool.
And
well, I'm gonna join that.
Yeah, I happen to be the conservator of all the family pictures. So I loaded mine up with pictures of everybody. And it was a joy to do. I mean, now that I've done it, every now and then when I got, you know, behind, I did curse my daughter-in-law. But I think this next Mother's Day, I may sign her up. I think it was $100 to sign up. And they send you the questions, and some of them one of them was, what was my favorite television show when I was young? I'm 80.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, no,
oh,
I'm
80. 80. Okay.
When I was young, there was no TV.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, we
that's
did eventually.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
oh,
no, they're
one.
Great questions, and they're fun, and you know,
that's
you
brilliant,
can,
though. It's a brilliant idea. I love that.
And I think it may, I gave it to my son, and they had so much fun. I mean, one of the questions was, what was the stupidest thing you've ever done? And I have no shame. I told it. And you know, it's I'm not going into it, but
yeah,
I did,
I mean,
write
it
out.
Yeah, that could be a long list, you know.
Well, yeah, but you had to pick the one that was going to get the one
yeah.
that got the best laughter. But it did. It was too. I mean, I put one of them was, you know, how many homes have you lived in? I have pictures of all of them going back to 1800. So
you're kidding me. That is so cool.
So wow, you can do.
Yeah, you kept all of that. That's cool.
So you can do all sorts of wonderful stuff with it. So check that out. It might help you in healing too. So
I think it will. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm going to join the circle and I will be in touch with you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye now. Oh, this name looks familiar. I could be wrong. But I do believe. Hi, Brandon. I've talked to you before, haven't I?
It's Bryn.
Bryn. Oh, okay. Yeah. Jeannie is getting... Getting creative with the names here.
Oh, okay. Bryn, Bryn. Yeah. Hi, Barbara. It's good to talk with you again. Yeah, I'd like to know what's coming up, the general reading, you know, mm-hmm. year ahead.
Hi.
Kind of thing.
Okay, keep breaking up.
Keep breaking up?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that you're coming in and out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And one thing, you know, if that does happen, this will be up on YouTube tomorrow. So all of those of you who have gotten readings, if you want to check back by, you know, tomorrow, it will all be up on YouTube so that you can catch whatever it is you didn't catch
right.
tonight. Okay, so coming up, it appears that this is going to be a time of change, of branching out for you. It does feel like after the first of the year, there's going to be the opportunity for you to go in at least two more directions than you're already involved in. So sort of... making sure that you have time for everything and keeping a balance within everything in your life is going to be unique. You're going to find yourself with at least two occupations at the same time. And it does feel as though one is going to be more prominent than the other, but both are going to bring in finances. And as you hit the February timeframe, it does feel as there's abundance coming in here above and beyond what you anticipate. And as you go into March, there's compensation for work that you've done in other areas that is going to bring money into you as well. So basically I'm going to say to you, don't spend it all in one place. Make sure you hold, make sure that you have a JIC account. And this comes from my grandmother. A JIC account is a just-in-case account.
Oh, okay.
It's some place where you put a percentage of what you bring in that you don't touch unless the world is coming to an end and you want to do something stupid. Because there is your finances are going to improve greatly between February and March, and as you get into the April timeframe, here's where you kind of question directions that you're going in, and you're gonna try to understand the reason that you're going in the directions you're going in. It's a time of coming to the truth within you, paying attention to the things that are really important to you, and as you hit the May timeframe. Here's where you've got it's a threshold card. It's coming to a greater understanding of this and other dimensions. It's coming to a greater understanding of your purpose in life and what you want to do with your life and the changes that you want to make. And as you get into the June timeframe, it does feel as though you're stretching yourself to a greater degree than you ever have before. You're moving in new directions and you're taking on new challenges. You're someone that likes to challenge yourself, it appears. And it does feel as though the more challenges you give to yourself, the more abundant your life becomes. The summer is going to be a time of commitment and of healing so that you're committing yourself to making changes. And as you get into the September timeframe, there's an element of healing and letting go of things that no longer work for you, that no longer feel right to you. It's a time of letting go of expectations and understanding that what you see is what you get. Now, this is important. If I could underline what I'm saying, it's really, really important. In the September timeframe, what you see is what you get. There are going to be times where you're looking at situations and saying, well, maybe if they worked at it, or maybe if they did something different, or maybe this, or maybe that. And the answer is, what you see is what you get. If you have a calendar for next year, open it up to September and write at the very top of it, what I see is what I get.
Okay.
I mean, definitely, definitely. And it does feel like you're pulling pieces of your life together. You're weaving things together. There's a sense here of making ready to move into a new way of approaching life, of approaching career, of approaching several modalities that you haven't been working on. I do feel music is here in some way, shape, or form. And it feels very important to you. So make sure you incorporate that into a lot of what you do. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. How do you see my spirituality next year?
It feels like that's one of these areas that you're opening up into. It does feel as though, especially when you get into the May timeframe, this is where you cross a threshold into the deeper understanding of this and other dimensions. I think there's going to be almost it's a burst of energy. I would look and watch to see if there are any major sun flares between March and May, because this is the time where I think you get boosts that you didn't expect. I almost feel as though, but you have been going through shifts within your creative, your spiritual self. Are you having trouble with your eyes? Do you have these little floaters in your eyes?
Not that I'm aware of.
When it happens, it's a matter of seeing other dimensions. It's also a time frame. It's also a time frame when your body is deficient in calcium. So if you take a couple of Tums, you'll be just fine. It does feel as though your eyes are going to be an area that kind of signal to you that there are changes going on inside. And as I said before, May is a time of crossing a threshold of spiritual understanding and spiritual direction. And it does feel as though it's going to shift you into new areas of expression, meditation of some sort, if you're not already doing it, is a very good idea. Also, incorporating music into that meditation would be also another good idea, and finding a group that you can meditate with, especially. And, you know, join the circle, because it's the first of the year. We'll be doing group meditations where anybody who's in the circle can join the and it will only be open to those who are already in the circle.
So join
the circle. Starting in January, there will be special things that I do with the circle and with people in the circle that won't be available to just the general public. So pay attention to that. And major commitments are made in the August timeframe. Now, I can't tell whether this, it feels as though it's a major commitment as to you and the direction you're taking in your life. It's a time of commitment. It's a time of promising, of even journaling and writing down directions you want to go and things you want to achieve. So make sure that you're writing things down, because if your list is in your head, nothing happens. But if you write it down, you are cementing it in reality, and therefore the higher self will make sure that you achieve it, and you will be working on it. It's you know, so many people don't pay attention to the coincidences and the synchronicities, and because they don't pay attention to them, the spirit that's within just keeps sending the little things and doesn't get to the big stuff. But once you've anchored it all, the big stuff happens. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Barbara. It's good talking with you again.
Oh, thank you for calling, and join the circle. It's going to be fun.
Okay, Barbara. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Boy, I tell you. I do apologize for croaking. I usually have a very clear voice, but apparently I'm going to croak my way through tonight. So we've got Nancy here. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Barbara. I'm croaking too, by the way. So.
Not as bad as I am.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, I am so glad to talk to you again. You know, I followed you for years and enjoy your wise teaching. So I basically, you know, just kind of the highlights of the year, maybe a condensed Let It Rip.
Ah, my voice won't take a Let It Rip, but I will condense it for you.
I know that. I understand.
Holy mackerel. A lot of people don't even know what letter rips there are. So when next time we do this, hopefully I'll have a voice and we can do some letter rips. It does feel like you're coming through a time of change. And it does feel as though there are new beginnings for you. And it feels like you're reluctant. It feels like you kind of want to sit back and just enjoy the ride. And I don't see that that's possible, because there's the element of have you been saying to yourself, I have to slow down?
In my head.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Just my head.
I mean, that's impossible. You're not at a place where you can slow down. So what you've got coming here is this new energy that's coming through you, and you're going to find sleep is going to be hard for you. You'll be able to do it in 2 and 3 hour stretches, but you know, an 8 hour stretch, forget. You're going to find your brain stops. It won't stop working. You'll lay down
that's
and your brain.
I mean.
it's going to be a fun time. This is December. And as you get into the beginning of the year, feels like there are two major projects you're going to be working on. And it does feel that there is this element here of you finding in the February timeframe that it's funny. You're saying you're limiting yourself, I guess. It's the only thing that is limiting you is yourself, saying, I'm not sure I can do as many different things as I have on my plate and stuff like that. But the reality is that you know, you're fully capable of doing far more than you're allowing yourself to do. As you get into the March timeframe, it does feel like you're looking for a new and different balance. And it looks as though you're going back into the past and taking a look at some situations that need to have, that need to be released. You know, sometimes we hang on to things over long and it becomes a burden. And I do feel that in the month of March into April, you're going to be letting go of things that you have no control over, that there's nothing you can do to change them or to make things happen differently. And so you're going to just let go and let God. And as you come into the springtime, especially, there's a sense here of a deeper understanding of the directions you're going in. You're absolutely an extraordinarily spiritual person. And that energy is always around you. And you feel amazingly protected, spiritually speaking. As though, not that you're being attacked, it's just that you have this wonderful protection around you. And it's the kind of protection that lets love in, but it makes sure that the other stuff doesn't come in. And I do feel that the summertime is going to be a time where there's a sense here of what you initiate, what you start is something that you will complete. You may not complete it as fast as you'd like to, but you will complete it. I talk journal all the time. A good idea is a journal to sort of keep your intentions written down. Once your intentions are written down, eventually you're going to achieve them, or just your own words will shame you into completing them. There's a sense here of laughter and light and joy in the August timeframe. Mm-hmm. It feels as though there's also the element of music and celebration here as you get into September. Mm-hmm. So it feels like there are new things and new people coming into your life, as well as initiating you into a greater understanding of your purpose, your direction, and how you impact the people around you. You're surrounded by love. There's a tremendous amount of love around you, and it's the kind of energy you can use to not only heal yourself, but to heal other people as well. And how you do that is by using it to heal yourself and having the laughter and joy be able to come out of you. You are a very quiet person, and yet I feel you coming out of your shell. And you've got a decade ahead of you where you're going to be talking and sharing more than you ever have before.
Wow.
I don't recommend that you join a group of any sort. I recommend you to allow yourself to be drawn to places where you need to be for a time, but don't commit to a group, because if you get into a group, you will not speak or share as much as you would if you were just in, you know, with small groups, 4 or 5 people, terrific. Anything larger than that, and you shut down.
That is
so. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, do look for and you know, and I apply this to myself as well. If you can't find something that fits you in a group or a craft or a creative whatever, then that means that you're supposed to form it yourself.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I really do.
And you know, there are lots of, you know, there's so many books and groups that are out there that you know, you may even want to just find a book group that you like and you know, bring into it some spiritual material so you have people to talk about spirituality. I would not recommend, this is interesting, I wouldn't recommend a church group or organization. I would recommend a spiritual group. Only in that, for you, a church dogma will hold you back and hold you down.
Yes, I've never been into dogma. It's always been spiritual.
Yeah. But you know so much. You've shared so much. You have so much experience. You have a great deal to share. So put yourself in a place where you can do that. Because when you do that, you learn a lot more about what you know than if you were just sitting and absorbing stuff. There's no reason for you to learn and to grow if not to share.
That's what I need to learn, how to share. Because I am kind of shy and I have a hard time with communication sometimes. So it's just getting to that right fit.
Well, I would start looking. You know, you can look on the internet, among other things. But and the other place you can look is the grocery store. They have things on their bulletin boards that you wouldn't believe. So, and you might, The Course in Miracles, have you read that book?
Tidbits. I haven't read the whole thing.
Well, if you could find 2 other people that wanted to go through it, you have a group. You know, I have a couple of friends that I have a number of friends I used to call my guinea pigs that, you know, whenever I got into something new or different, I would, you know, gather them around and say, this is what we're going to do, you know, with this. And it always worked out. I mean, we didn't always finish everything we started, but, you know, from doing vision boards or look at adult education classes, they often have spiritual things going on there.
Oh, yeah, I've looked all over the place, and I found that I get, you know, like little helpings here or there from everything, but I kind of make up my own philosophy or what I believe.
That's appropriate. You know. Yeah. Well, try playing with a vision. Try playing with doing a vision board. That probably will start you on your way.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling.
I shall do that. Oh, thank you, Barbara. You take
care. My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see here. Genius and a magnificent job of getting names here so I sound like I know who I'm talking to. Hi, Melinda. How are you doing?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. How can I help?
Oh, yes. I listened to your show many, many times about the different topics you have, which to us, it's a blessing that you took the time to do readings, and I'm really happy to talk with you, and thank you for helping humanity. I have a question. So I had to delay a project. There was a lot of stuff happened. So I'm thinking about doing that in another Pacific area where I was originally going to do it. It's about maybe 40 miles away from there, but in that area, it's different. They're going to build. It should be done before summer. This building, and there's another one that's gonna be open, but it won't be up after spring, which is okay because it gives me enough time to plan for you to get anything to buy insurance and all that. What is it a good idea? I mean, I feel good about it, but I spent a lot of my money on my project. I just had to delay. Sometimes we have to do things because, you know, freedom of speech is not really free because you can't say certain words. But anyway.
Yeah, yes, that is true.
You know, like the famous lady from Walmart, Jimmy Dean, she got in trouble for saying the N-word. But anyway, going to my topic, ma'am, going to my question, any advice on that? Thank you.
I would say that you were looking for a place to rent for your business, correct?
Yes, and I want to go to the area where I went to high school there. Like around the, my high school is like about 4 miles, 3 miles away from there, 3 or 4 miles, and I feel good about it. I didn't want to open there. I think I need to do that. Any comment on the angels or any of the guides? I feel good about it. I mean, I feel I will get the support. I feel much better. I feel more comfortable than I feel in the other location. The location I feel like, I was like worried I'm going to get sued. I hear all these people talking to me. I haven't even opened yet. That's the past.
What kind of store would you be doing? I'm sorry?
Retail.
Retail, okay.
Sure.
It feels to me as though I'm looking at probably the February time frame is a time frame when creative projects are manifested. It feels as though January has, I would say after the first of the year is a better time. So I would wait until after December. Then anytime after December, January, February, in there, getting something going. Trying to do it now is too much of a rush. So work on putting, you know, putting your things together, work on getting your materials ready, work on getting, like you said, insurance or whatever else you need. And then after the first of the year, preferably after the middle of January, it feels as though things will flow much more better for you. And it feels as though you'll have greater choices as to what to do and where to go. I feel that right now things are too confusing. After the middle of January, everything will go slower. If you try to push things faster than is correct, you'll run into stumbling blocks. Doesn't mean you won't be successful. It just means there will be more stumbling blocks. If you wait till after the middle of January, things will flow for you, and it does feel as though there is success here. What kind of retail are you looking at?
Like clothing, little accessories. And I was hoping maybe my high school class will see me. I've seen a couple of them. That's why I was wondering, because I support them and support me. I feel like a young person, because I'm a class
well,
of
you
very
are.
Good people.
Thank
you.
But you know, you can't rush this. You have to, I know you're eager to make things happen faster, but in that eagerness, you'll make mistakes. If you wait till the middle of January, you will have a greater stability, and things will flow more easily for you. It does feel that this is definitely a learning experience, and every learning experience has its pluses and its minus. And, you know, we learn best by our mistakes, and trust me, you'll make them. But I feel that you'll grow from them, and that you have the element of being successful if you take your time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. It makes sense. I guess the location. I guess it was not meant to be back then. I guess it's meant to be forward. Is this correct?
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, because it's too rushed now. But if you wait till the middle of January, anywhere from the middle of January forward, things will fall into place for you. So calm down just a little. I think that you have great success in your future, but at the same time, there will be stumbling blocks. There will be things that will slow you down. And when things slow you down, don't get frustrated, because when you're being slowed down, you're being taught something. And instead of getting angry or frustrated, sit back and say, what am I supposed to be learning from this? And it will always be something positive that you are supposed to learn. Our mistakes are to teach us. They aren't to penalize us or slow us down. And every time I have tried to push something before its time, it's always cost me money, and it has always slowed me down until I stood back and took a look at it and said, you know, maybe I had to change this or this. And then by doing those small changes, everything started to flow again. So do understand that if you're slowed down or if something stops you, it's meant to teach you something in a positive way. Our lessons are never negative. They may feel it. They will feel it. They are not meant to be negative. They're meant to teach you something very important that will be of great benefit to you. Okay?
It's beautiful. Earth's good. People are great. And I love what you said. We keep positive, and let's make the change. It's just when there's a toxic negative, let's try to change that to a positive. You're right, man. God bless you.
To you too. Take care now. And
thank you.
Make sure to join the circle and join us for next year's adventures.
Is it an email that I have to join from your website?
Yes. Yes, you would go to my website, which is barbaradelong.com. And at the top, there's a place where it says, join my circle. And all you have to do is join my circle.
That's beautiful. And before you finish up, there was a lady, you told something about a lady. What's the name of the program? Did you see Storyboards?
Story Worth.
Thank you. I'm going to do that. Thank you. I needed that too.
It's a very exciting thing to do. Take care now.
Thank you, Barbara. Look forward to it.
Bye-bye now. Okay. So Jeannie is now telling me her mic doesn't work. Terrific. All right, now we're going to have to go into areas where she hasn't screened, so I'm going to have to just hope there's somebody there. Okay. Hi, this is Barbara. Hi, this is Barbara. Who do I have here?
Hi, this is Val. How are you?
I'm, well, hoarse. Other than
well,
that, I'm fine.
Oh, geez, I hear you. I'm sorry. I was like, I've been like that a little bit lately on and off because of the weather. When it gets kind of fluctuating, warm to cold, cooler, and my voice goes out on me. So it's no fun, and I'm sorry. I'm so glad you took my call. And thank you. I just want to kind of see, I guess, what you see going on with me, whether it's work or love or anything or all of the above or nothing's coming up for me at all, and I'm just going to sit home on my couch for no, I'm just kidding. I do a little more than that.
Well, if you want to sit by the fire and eat bonbons, go ahead. But it doesn't look like that's in the cards here.
No, I don't think so.
Someday I am going to get bonbons and sit by my fire and eat them.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a phrase I've thrown out there all over the place. So I've never done it, and I think that it has to be on my bucket list. I think you're attracting a lot of new energy to you, and it feels as though there is a sense here of moving into new directions. The element of compassion is here, the element of insight and being able to see when people are hurting or know when people need to have contact and things like that. I would say that the next couple of months are really important for you to reconnect with people you've lost contact with, whether it's an email or better yet, sitting down and writing letters to people you haven't been in contact with for a very long time. First of all, the element of writing a letter is a talent and a gift and a craft that is slowly becoming extinct. And it's really important to sit down and write letters to some people that you've lost contact with and just catch up on them and, you know, see how they're doing, what they're doing. And I also try to every now and then write my son a letter, even though I live in the same town, just to say, you know, I'm so proud of you, or I, you know, do you remember this? And I was just thinking about something from the past, and he saves the letters. They do not save the emails. So if you take the time to stick a stamp on something and mail it, it will touch people's hearts. It really will.
That's cool. I like that.
So as you get, it may be a way of celebrating Christmas. It may be a way of, you know, not sending Christmas cards, but sending a letter, just reminding them that you haven't forgotten about them and that you remember good times and, you know, reminisce. As you get into the January timeframe, there is the element here of birthing a new aspect of yourself. It feels as though you have been very lazy as far as creativity goes, and it's time to get back into it. Are you not doing anything creative at the moment?
I've never really been very creative.
Creativity.
That's just not my knack.
Well, no, wait. Creativity doesn't have to be writing a bestseller or painting the Mona Lisa. It has to be something of a creative nature. You can reorganize your medicine cabinet and your spice cabinet. You can shift closets around. You can find a new way of buying gifts for people. You can, I mean, it doesn't have to be an artistic type of thing. It just has to be okay. Creative. And,
I see what you're saying.
So you can, better yet, start making your own recipe book. Something that you enjoy doing and make it different and unusual and unique. I'm also seeing as you get into the, especially the February timeframe, a lot of getting into the books, reading a lot of new material.
Oh, I hate to read. I've never been a reader. If I've read 10 books in my life, I'm very smart. I read articles, but and I educate myself, but I'm you know, college educated, but reading, I hate it. Never liked it. Never, never, never.
I reiterate.
I have a sister who would get, you could lock her in a library and she'd be in her glory. But, and my dad the same thing, but myself, mm-mm.
Okay. February, I see you getting into the books.
Huh.
Now.
Okay.
The books don't necessarily mean reading books either.
Could it be writing a book? Because I've been thinking, you mentioned, need to be writing a bestseller. Forever, I said, one day I will write a number one bestseller that I have never read because I don't like to read. And I am a very good writer. I've been wanting to write a book, and I know what I want to write about. I just don't quite know, I guess, where to begin, how to do it. I mean, again, I can write, but how do you put it all together? Where do you start? How do you go from this to this to this? And would I have enough stuff to write to create a whole book? You know, like, do I have to have 1,000 pages? Could I do it in 100 pages?
You can do 100 pages. And all you have to do is put either pen to paper or sit down in front of the computer and a blank page. And once you start, it will write itself. Now, that said, and I think that's a great idea, but that said, I see you getting into books, the books. It could even have something to do with getting into financial stuff.
Hmm.
It is a time when most people do taxes. I don't feel it's taxes, though. I think I do feel you getting into the books. So whether it's actually writing, whether it's working with finances, whether it's working with, but you like numbers too, right?
I do love numbers, yes.
You may even decide to do some investing, minor investing, which would have you playing with numbers.
Hmm.
Playing.
I have anything to invest with, but.
Well, you know, there.
Poor girl. Well, not poor, but, well, kind of poor.
Are you aware that there are penny stocks?
Yes, I am. Yep.
So everybody has pennies.
That's true. I do.
So you could take your intellect and play with that. I see you getting involved with stuff. And as you hit the March timeframe, here's where you really turn around and find new areas to dive into, to educate yourself. And it does feel that there may be not formal school, but it does feel you're going to be digging into material that is new for you. So you're going to in some way, and you could do this with YouTube and things like that. Doesn't have to be reading books, but there's the element of healing going on here, as though there's healing energy that is being utilized and focused in new direction. And then as you move into the late springtime, I feel, I see a lot of flowers around you. Do you garden?
I like to do outside work, but I'm working on getting my yard in very good order before I really add, you know, I want a beautiful yard. I haven't started the flowers and the things like that yet, but I want like the most beautiful yard in the neighborhood. That's my goal.
Okay. So Surrounded by Flowers would fit in that particular time frame. It feels also as though your intuition is becoming more and more and more acute, and you're able to sort of anticipate people calling and knowing what they're going to talk about. And, you know, it's almost like, I mean, I don't recommend lottery and stuff like that, but your intuition is amazing, so that you're going to find yourself being able to play with it and utilize it. And it does feel as though there is a sense here of moving into new understanding of that particular aspect of yourself on a spiritual level, intellectual, and as you move into the fall time frame, you have magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected and attracting new projects and new challenges to you that you never would have guessed at. So magic is happening, especially in the fall time frame of next year.
Fall of the next year. Okay, that makes okay. Very, very good. I like that. And you mentioned ironically about reconnecting with people, and probably over the last, I'm going to say 5 months, there have been a few people. I have an edge to me, and I can kind of push people away easily because I'm one of those people, okay, I'm done with this person. That's it, I'm done, no, whatever. And there, you know, I do a lot of reflecting. I try to improve myself. And a couple of people, I sat back and I went, wow, you know, I've really given them a bit, you know, they're good people. I was harsh. I knew them for almost half my life. You know, I should really try to reach out and reconnect. And I have with a couple of them, and you know, it's going well.
There's a poem out there. Have you ever read the poem, A Reason, A Season, A Lifetime?
I know that sounds very familiar. No, I can't say that I've read it, but I will now. It sounds very familiar for some reason, so I'm sure someone maybe has mentioned it, but I definitely will.
Because people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Not everybody's
right
there forever.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. And I'm trying to be more, I'll say grown up about the people that I have around me now versus, you know, you can have fun with some people and they're great, but they're really, I don't want to put anyone down, but you find out who the real people are and that
yeah.
you want to be around. And that's kind of where I'm at more in life now. You know, I'm not. So yeah, I'm building that up. And
okay.
One more thing.
I can't, because I've only got less than a minute to go. So get back to me and let me know things go. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Thank you so very much. God bless. Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, everybody. I do realize that there are people here that I didn't get to, and I so apologize. But go to my website, join the circle, because we're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff after the first of the year. And Jeannie and I will be back here next week, Thursday. Go to the website and please join the circle. And we will certainly be back, and hopefully I'll have a better voice so that I can talk faster and get more of you in. It's been a pleasure, everybody. Thank you so much, and good night.